Okay. So did you get to see any good case?
Yeah.
Any high grade lesion?
Yes.
High grade lesion? Okay. Good. And so what I will do is, I will go through a few slides. The slides are all, first slide is the slide before applying acetic acid. Second one after applying acetic acid, and third one is after applying glucosidone. So you'll have to describe and give the diagnosis. So what I'll do is, let the nurses first take call for VIA. So first one will be for VIA and VILI. So you'll have to tell me whether VIA and VILI is positive or negative, right? Okay, this is the cervix before applying acetic acid. This is after applying acetic acid. Okay, I've seen it properly. So, what is the VIA finding? Negative. Everybody agrees? Good. What about VILI? Negative. Okay, this is before applying acetic acid. Have a good look. This is after application of acetic acid. Okay. Where do you exactly see the positive? So, what normally what we do is, we say this is 12 o'clock, this is 6 o'clock. This is 3 o'clock, this is 9 o'clock. So, tell me where it is positive. At 6 o'clock, okay. 6 o'clock is positive. Everybody agrees? And no disagreement? What about the doctors? I can see many of them are resisting. So, can anybody explain? Why are the, if they, are, whether they are right or wrong, if they are wrong, why they are wrong? Understood what she said. Squamocolumnar junction is this. This is the squamocolumnar junction. This is the squamocolumnar junction. What you see there is all columnar epithelium. See, that is columnar epithelium. Can you see columnar epithelium will be like velvet, like a carpet. You see, looks like soft, cartilaginous, granular carpet like thing, red carpet like thing. So, we have to, when we do VIA, we have to see out of this. This is the squamocolumnar junction. We have to see this area, not on the columnar epithelium. Columnar epithelium will be white. Because columnar epithelium, on the columnar epithelium, there is metaplasia going on. So, columnar epithelium will be white. So, so ignore that. So, what you need to see is, outside the squamocolumnar junction, whether there is any acetovite or not. Is there any definite dense acetovite on this? This is the transformation zone. Is there anything there?
No.
No. So this is VIA?
Negative.
Essentially, this is the ectropion. The cervix is showing ectropion. We apply glucosidone. With glucosidone, it even becomes clear. This is the columnar epithelium. This will not take glucosidone. Outside the columnar epithelium, this will take glucosidone. So this is VILI?
Negative.
This is before applying acetic acid. After applying acetic acid. Any comment? VIA what?
Negative.
What are these?
Levothyrin
follicles. So they will be there, so they don't make it VIA positive. So this is VIA negative. On the squamocolumnar, this is the squamocolumnar junction somewhere, and on the epithelium which is visible, there is no acetovite area. So Nabothian follicles can be sometimes confusing. And we apply glucosidone, this is again
negative.
You can see nicely glucosidone has been taken up. Only on the Nabothian follicle, the glucosidone is little light. This is before applying acetic acid. Okay? After application of acetic acid.
VIA positive.
You can see the definite
dense acetovite area. Hilly?
Positive.
Say that and say that. So this is Hilly positive. A lot of you are asking, you know, what is the yellow color of Lugalsidin? So this is the typical yellow color of Lugalsidin, right? Before applying acetic acid, okay? After application of acetic acid. Don't prompt them. Yes? You want to go back? See, this is before applying acetic acid. This is after application of acetic acid. I want to listen VIA negative or VIA positive?
Negative.
Okay. Yes. This is a bit of columnar epithelium there, which is taken up a little whitish. White patch here, a white patch there, but then there is no definite dense acetovite. There has to be a definite dense acetovite. This is the problem with VIA. I mean, a lot of people they see something whitish and immediately, right, VIA positive. That's why there are so many false positives, because of two main reasons. One is the columnar epithelium is often mistaken as acetovite area. Another is this kind of white patches here and there, they are all given as positive. So only positives are there when there is a definite margin. There has to be a definite margin, outer margin. Unless you see this margin, there is the acetovite has no significance. All acetovites, if they are neoplasia, they will have a margin. And to be honest, VIA positive, you really don't have to search. It kind of hits your eyes. It's so obvious. It's so prominent. Okay, this is before applying acetic acid. After application of acetic acid. VIA positive, you agree? There is a definite dense acetovite area in the anterior lip as well as in the posterior lip. Hilly? Again, you can see a definite iodine negative area in the anterior and the posterior. Before applying acetic acid. After applying acetic acid. Positive. You can see an acetovite area there, another acetovite area there. Now my questions to the clinicians. Where is the squamocolumnar junction? I mean, is this lesion arising from the squamocolumnar junction? It's not. Then what is this red area?
It's a field of.
Yeah. If it is ectropion, then it should be columnar epithelium. But you can see this is, there is no columnar epithelium. This is some reddish. So essentially, this whole lesion was possibly like this. So part of the lesion has been peeled off. So we get an elotion. Squamocolumnar junction is here. So this is a low-grade lesion, thin acetovite, not very dense. And this one is typical angulated margin. But then this is VIA positive as well as on colposcopy. The diagnosis is low-grade lesion with an area of erosion. So it is good to take a biopsy from here as well as from here. The same, and just to show you that this is an area of erosion. Erosion will always have a very sharp margin. You can see the epithelium suddenly it stops. After that there is nothing. So this is the area of erosion, not ectropion. Ectropion, the squamocolumnar junction stops here. This is before application of acetic acid. This is after application of acetic acid. This is before and this is after application of acetic acid. So this is the squamocolumnar junction. See, this is all columnar epithelium. You can see that? Columnar epithelium, this is the columnar epithelium, reddish. And beyond that, there is no definite acetovite area. There's a little whitish patch here, but as I said, you always try to look for a definite margin. If the margin is not there, ignore that. And this is after application of Lugosadine. So how will you explain this? Just compare this and this. This was before, we saw this was the columnar epithelium. But we have not seen any acetovite area here. But look at Lugas. This area is fine, RD negative. Then why is this area RD negative? We don't know. So there are a lot of false positives with Willi or Lugas iodine. But then if there is no background acetovite, ignore that. Before applying acetic acid, after applying acetic acid. This is positive. I think we have seen this picture. And this is with Lugas. Nice Lugas iodine negative areas. This is before applying acetic acid. Okay. After applying acetic acid. What is it? What is the diagnosis? VIA negative. Very good. Though the polyp has taken up acetovitening, see the polyp was red and this has taken up acetovite. It has become whitish. But we ignore that. Acetovite on a polyp is expected because on the polyp it is columnar epithelium and columnar epithelium undergoes metaplasia. So, but then beyond the polyp there is no acetovite. If you lift up the polyp and try to see posteriorly. With Willi also the same picture. So the squamocolumnar junction, this is the squamocolumnar junction, beyond the squamous epithelium is very nicely stained. Only the polyp has not taken up any stain. Before applying acetic acid, after application of acetic acid, VIA positive. We have an acetovite area in the anterior lead. So this is VIA with a definite margin. Maybe when it goes for a colposcopist will say it is a thin acetovite lesion, it's transparent acetovite lesion, the margin is irregular, it can at the worst can be a low grade lesion, CIN1. Same one. This is Willi positive, isn't it? This is before applying acetic acid, after application of acetic acid. Positive, VIA positive, so we see a lesion there, we see another couple of lesions there. So this is VIA positive. Same one with Lugas iodine, this is VIA Willi positive. Before application of acetic acid. After application of acetic acid. Positive. We see an acetovite area with a definite margin there. This one area as well. This area is columnar epithelium. Yeah, this was columnar, this was ectropion. Columnar epithelium. So that is okay. But then this area we don't expect to have an acetovite area. But then that entire area has an acetovite area with some abnormal blood vessels. So this is, VIA is positive. Willi? Again, it confirms that there is an iodine negative area in the posterior. Before applying acetic acid, after application of acetic acid. Yes, tell me. Louder, please.
Negative,
yes. There is a squamocolumnar junction there, right? And beyond that, there is no definite acetovite area. You see a few crypt openings, so that's the same. And then there is no acetovite area. And Willi is also negative. This is before applying acetic acid. After application of acetic acid. Positive. You can see this is the columnar epithelium. By the fissures, you can the clefts of the columnar epithelium, you can make out this is the columnar epithelium. But then beyond the columnar epithelium, there is an acetovite area with a definite margin. So this is VIA positive. From colposcopist point of view, again, this is not a very dense acetovite lesion. It is thin acetovite lesion with a margin, but a little bit of irregularity is there. So this is likely to be a low-grade lesion. And this is again the Lugol saddened picture of the same. This is before applying acetic acid. So whenever you are doing a VIA, though it is difficult, try to find out which one is expected to be the columnar epithelium. You may not be always right, but try to have a visual impression that this area is going to be white after applying acetic acid because this is the columnar epithelium. Now this is after applying acetic acid. So, we see an acetovite area there. And what about the colposcopy impression? What will you give the diagnosis on colposcopy? Yes?
Low-grade.
It's a low-grade lesion. Again, not very dense. Though it is arising from the squamocolumnar junction, the margin is irregular. So this is at the worst, CIN1. But then VILI is positive because there is a definite iodine negative area. Okay, this is before applying acetic acid. After application of acetic acid, this is VIA is positive. You see a definite dense acetovite area. And see on the high grade lesions how there are peeling off epithelium. See, this is the area of erosion. The whole area was an high grade lesion. This is before applying acetic acid. After applying acetic acid. Yes. How many in favor of positive? Raise your hand. One. Anybody else? One. Some of you should support her. Oh, what a face for. See, this is the, you say again, go back to the previous picture. So this is the area where there is a columnar epithelium. Looks like this is the columnar epithelium. So that's the area where we have seen this is the columnar epithelium, right? There are some patches of white there. See this patch, take this patch, right? Is there any definite margin?
No.
Looks like, you know, it is very ill-defined. There is no definite margin, patch here and there. So these kind of cases, will be quite a few of them will be like this. There will be infection and all, you clear the infection and then you see this kind of patches. So that is negative. So
you said earlier it can be opaque or yellowish.
Not yellowish, opaque white. VIA has to be always be white. Yellowish is for Lugol saddening. When you apply Lugol saddening, you find a yellow area, that is Lugol saddening positive. With acetic acid, it will always be aceto white. Acetic acid, we always talk in terms of white. So whatever we see here, that is the columnar epithelium, patch of white here and there, but then that is VIA negative. We apply Lugol saddening again, you can see the columnar epithelium naturally has not taken up any stain, patch of iodine negative here and there. This is before applying acetic acid, after applying acetic acid. This is VIA positive. So we see a lesion. Yes, again, from colposcopist point of view, this is a low-grade lesion. Thin acetovite lesion, multiple lesions, satellite lesions are there. The margin is very irregular, feathery margin. So this is CIN1. Again, you can see this is iodine negative. That area is iodine negative. This is before applying acetic acid, right? Positive. There's no doubt, the whole area, there is a definite dense acetovite area, right? And for the colposcopies, as Dr. Usha was telling this morning, ridge signs. You know, it's like a ridge. You see, the ridge is going in. So that's what's called ridge sign. This is a hydrated lesion actually. You can see the abnormal blood vessel. See, there is an abnormal blood vessel there. This is after Lugalzadin. So the whole area has not taken up Lugalzadin. This is area brown. This area is iodine negative yellow. Before applying acetic acid, what is this? Positive. Yeah. This is a squamocolumnar junction. Just in the anteriorly, there is a small thin acetovite, but then still the margin is there. Right? These are the cases which cause main problems. Most likely metaplasia. Thin acetovite area, a little bit of this thing, but then as per the definition, this is arising from the squamocolumnar junction. This is a definite acetovite area with a definite margin. So this becomes VIA positive. Again, you can see on Billy, the same area has not taken up Lugalzadin. Okay, this is before applying acetic acid. After application of acetic acid. Everybody agrees? Negative? Sure? What is this? There is a definite opaque acetovite area arising from the squamocolumnar junction. So you'll have to be a little vigilant. So it's not that always you'll have large lesions. Sometimes you may have small lesions. Maybe it will turn out to be low grade or something. But then don't ignore the small lesions. Even if you see a small lesion like this, which is definitely it is standing out in the pink background. And these are the Nabothian follicles. Same one. With this thing, this is also iodine negative. This is before
positive.
Yeah. Again, you can see that there is an acetovite area, which is arising from the squamocolumnar junction. So that's why we have given it positive. But then, for colposcopy's point of view, you can make out this is nothing but flat condyloma. One lesion, two lesion, three lesion. All of them have got very irregular geographical margin. So these are all flat condylomas. But then for VIA it is positive. I mean the same lesion. You can see many more of them. Without acetic acid, with acetic acid.
Negative.
Yes. This is typically as the woman is perimenopausal. The cervix loses its redness and it becomes kind of whitish here and there. Even before applying acetic acid, you can see it is whitish in color. So this is VIA negative. And with Lugalzadin again, you can see there are some areas of, you know, irregular iodine uptake and the same. But there is no definite yellow patch. So VILI is negative. This is before applying acetic acid. After application of acetic acid. First, there is a definite acetovite area. With Lugalzadin, again, VILI is positive. Before application of acetic acid, after application of acetic acid. Negative, very good. So it is essentially all columnar epithelium. So we have seen in the previous this thing, so these are all columnar epithelium. There is a bit of ectropion there. So we expect that area will be, though there is a bit of, the columnar epithelium has become whitish, but there is no definite acetovite patch anywhere. So this is VIA negative. We apply Lugalzadin. Rather with Lugalzadin it becomes more difficult because that area of columnar epithelium has not taken up Lugalzadin. The areas of metaplasia in the surrounding area has not also taken up Lugalzadin. So technically VILI is positive. There's an area of iodine negative. But then with VIA you can make out that area, there is no acetovite area in that area. So VIA negative, VILI you can say it is positive.
So we'll go for negative.
But if your this thing is VIA, I will say VIA is negative, Willy is positive. So you are using Willy test as well, then the Willy test will be positive. So Willy has more false positives, like this. Willy test has more false positives.
So we go with the VIA.
Yeah. But ideally, any of the screening tests, are you doing VIA and Willy as well in the this thing, or you are only doing VIA?
VIA, only doing VIA.
Well, I prefer VIA also. So, this is before applying acetic acid. After application of acetic acid. Yeah. Definitely dense acetoid area. VIA positive. Again, Willy is positive. Before application? After application? So, this is the columnar epithelium. Which is looking a little whitish, but then that's the columnar epithelium on the squamocolumnar. That's the squamocolumnar junction. On the squamocolumnar junction, there is no definite acetoid area. See these patches here and there, but then always look for a margin. If there is no margin, that doesn't have any significance. See, with leucocytine, that columnar epithelium has not taken up leucocytine. Rest of the surface has nicely taken up leucocytine. This is before. This is after. So what is it? Yes. VIA is negative. So that's the squamocolumnar junction. It's looking a little whitish here, but then no definite margin, no definite opaque lesion. So VIA is negative. It's just to, you know, there was a lot of light reflection. Just to change this thing, so you can see there is no acetoid area in this area. Again, the leucocytine, the columnar epithelium has not taken up this thing, but then no leucocytine negative area on the squamous epithelium. This is before, this is after.
Positive.
You can see the multiple lesions there. Again, with the leucocytine, it is positive. This is before, this is after.
Positive.
Again, a small tiny lesion. But then you'll have to give it a positive result. With leucocytine, again, that's there. It's there. This is before, after.
Positive.
Yeah. So, though there was a lot of columnar epithelium here, but then, other than the columnar epithelium, there is, we can see an acetoid area there, right? But then, when you do colposcopy, if you use a little bit of magnification, you can make out, these are all kind of tongue-like things going through the columnar epithelium, bluish tongue-like things going through the columnar epithelium. So, possibly that's also a metaplastic epithelium, but it is very, very difficult to distinguish. So, we'll have to go for a biopsy. Yes, with iodine also, the whole area is iodine negative. So, Willy is positive. Before applying acetic acid, after application of acetic acid. These are the cases which are very difficult to discern. Looks like there is something white is there. So, with naked eye, they all look a little bit more white. So, you will not be, generally we say it is negative. Because there is no definite margin, but just a ream of white, but then you can give positive as well. So these are the cases very difficult. See, with the leucocytine also, there is not no uptake there. This is before, this is after.
This is negative.
Yeah,
do not have the definite margin.
Yeah, so there's a bit of whitish there, but then no definite margin anywhere. And with the colposcope view, you can see the tongue-like thing going in the metaplasia, this thing. I'm not sure whether this is lesion lipisy. Possibly this was a lesion. The picture was taken later, after the acetoid started wearing off. And this is not a good picture. I think there was an acetoid. I'm not pretty sure. I forgot. Because this area, the whole area is iodine negative. See that?
Okay, so Willy is positive.
Possibly. Yeah, Willy is definitely positive here. And then VIA.
Positive, sir?
VIA, I'm not sure. Possibly there was a lesion. Possibly. Looks like there was a lesion. So it's when it's we took the picture when the acetic acid started fading. Before, after.
Negative.
There's no acetoid area there. Now.
Release
is positive. Yeah. Release is positive. But then again you go back. Now we have that thing documented here. There is no acetoid area. No acetoid area. So VIA negative, Willy positive, possibly false positive. See that how it really, how nicely you have an ID negative area. This is before application of acetic acid, after application of acetic acid.
Yeah,
negative. It is? Negative. There is all columnar epithelium, there is the squamocolumnar junction. And rest of the squamous epithelium is fine. Again, really, the columnar epithelium has not taken up local siding. This, other than the columnar epithelium, there is no lesion. This is before, this is after.
There is
an acetoid area in the anterior limb. Though it is very thin acetoid, very irregular margin for VIA purpose, it is positive. Again with Willy, you can see that area has not taken up local siding. Okay?